The chief executive of the British Pregnancy Advisory Service has been listening to this this morning and has heard Sarah's interview in full and for Eddie. Morning to you, Anne.
Hi there.
Thank you for waiting, Anne. What is your take on this story that we brought to Northern Ireland yesterday?
It almost leaves me speechless. I mean, it's difficult to know how to respond because I do not understand how politicians can live with themselves when it is so completely clear that what this woman needs is not better guidelines or, you know, better instructions for doctors or inquiries. What this woman needs is sympathetic care at home. The idea that she has to travel is abhorrent. She really needs, at this time, to be able to get the best quality care, the best quality abortion care, in a place where her family and her friends can give her the support that she needs.
And yet politicians will say that they are representing a strong groundswell of people in Northern Ireland who are anti-abortion and do not tolerate abortion under any circumstances.
Well, I think politicians in Northern Ireland maybe have to rethink what they think they're representing, because I simply do not believe that in their hearts the majority of people in Northern Ireland think this woman should not receive the care that she wants. And I think that for a long time, politicians have hidden behind a notion that people in Northern Ireland want abortion to be so completely outlawed. And I think that modern society doesn't think that way. And we know that from the women that travel from Northern Ireland to England. And I really think that it's time for them to open their hearts and their minds. And this is a case that is just beyond political discussion.
Let me read to you the letter that the Department of Health sent to Sarah's mother, Jane, who we hope to hear from very shortly, by the way. And this was dated the 8th of October. This is only a matter of days ago. And the letter reads, "The minister has asked me to reply on his behalf." So the minister was aware of this. "Your family has found itself in a heartbreaking situation. You can only be commended for the support you're providing your daughter." This is the Department of Health writing this. "In Northern Ireland, it is unlawful to perform a termination unless it is necessary to preserve the life of the pregnant woman, or there is a risk of real and serious adverse effect on her physical or mental health, which is either long-term or permanent. If a doctor in Northern Ireland considers that your daughter's circumstances meet this description, then the procedure can lawfully be carried out in Northern Ireland at any stage in the pregnancy. No changes have been made to the legislation in relation to termination of pregnancy in Northern Ireland, and the law as it stands makes no reference to gestation period. Full stop. Yours sincerely. End of."
Well, you're asking for my comments on it. It is unimaginable to me that anyone with a moral conscience can respond in this kind of way. What should politicians do? I take your point that the law is the law. Well, first of all, what politicians should do when they're confronted in this particular with this particular case is should be scrutinizing immediately to see how an abortion like this can be provided within the law, because clearly it is not within the spirit of the law to exclude women like this from treatment at home. So that's something that should immediately be done. Secondly, what should be done is, let's not talk about better guidance. Let's not talk about better trimming around the edges. Let's look at how there can be a proper debate in Ireland about how there can be a humane and modern law that reflects the modern opinions of people in Ireland and allows women to be treated. It seems to me there's no room for political ambiguity on this. It is right and proper that women in this situation should receive treatment at home. I do not believe anyone, no matter what their religion, no matter what their creed, can put their hand on their hearts and say that they believe that it is moral for a woman in this situation to have to travel to London, even where I believe we provide the most excellently supportive abortion care. It is not right that this woman should have to travel.